Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 243. Smartphones, dumb minds. A recent survey of teens revealed that 72% of them felt they were happier and more peaceful to be phoneless, with a third acknowledging they spend too much time on social media and their smartphones. A smaller percentage felt anxious, lonely, and upset without their devices. The majority of these digital agers do think smartphones make it easier to be creative and pursue hobbies and interests. Members of Gen Z, born 1996 and later, are dating less, having less sex, are less interested in having children, and are shyer and more risk-averse. There has been a documented, unprecedented surge in mental disorders in Generation Alpha, those born in the early 2010s up to the mid-2020s. To what extent does screen time contribute to the mental and emotional dysphoria? An increase in depressive episodes, anxiety disorders, and even ADHD are on the rise. The adolescent suicide rate rose 48% during the dual emergence and subsequent prominence of smartphones and social media from 2010 to 2019. These iPad kids living phone-based childhoods spend less time outside, are more sedentary, read books less, have reduced resilience, less interpersonal social skills, and more antisocial behaviors, damaging trends that may just be the tip of the proverbial iceberg. Lower math and reading standardized scores and an increase in loneliness, friendlessness, and being socially awkward have also been found. Similar patterns exist in other developed nations besides the U.S. COVID certainly contributed to the rise of screen time, which is now up to an average of 7 hours a day for most Americans, excluding time at school or work. Most screen content is designed for entertainment via video games, films, short videos, TV shows, or social media, all of which provide lots of novelty and instant reward for the brain, both stressful and satisfying at the same time. Internet scrolling morphs silently into cyber addiction as the brain gets accustomed to more and more dopamine release, the pleasure of which feels good until it doesn't. Irritability and sadness are hallmarks of withdrawal from excessive dopamine production, exacerbated by the low melatonin release and sleep disturbances of screen use. Girls tend to have lower rates of video game and porn addiction, but they use social media more. Most of the content is designed to entice one to spend more time in the virtual world. Like Skinner's famous pigeons, who pecked more at a food button if they were randomly rewarded, humans seek the compulsive thrill that comes with bite-sized bits of novel stimuli. The rabbit hole of the doom scroll or endless internet surf is familiar to most of us, a brain-stimulating escape to a different reality. The highly distracting content of screens interferes with one's ability to train for sustained attention and focus, especially at a young age during rapid brain development. Prolonged screen time has been correlated with thinning of the prefrontal cortex and its important areas for planning, impulse control, and logical thinking. Rather than improving their future job prospects by introducing technology at an early age, we instead have an entire generation at risk for lowered social and creative interaction skills. Most teens will not become addicted to smartphones, but studies indicate about 1 in 10 do. Young parents constantly checking their phones are providing less than ideal modeling for their offspring and may struggle to set screen limits for them since their own use is out of balance. 83% of smartphone users say they keep the device near them almost all the time during waking hours and check it for texts and notifications first thing in the morning and before going to bed. I certainly occasionally used a video as a babysitter, but nothing of the magnitude of current days, where often the perceived best way to deal with a child's tantrum is to just screen pacify. Quote, "To be nobody but yourself, in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else, means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight." E.E. Cummings wrote that when TV was in its infancy, long before the screen issues we face today. Last month, Flip Phone February, there was an online digital detox with participants swapping smartphone for a flip phone many noting how it improved their work life, marriages, and relationships in general. Siggy's Yogurt offered a contest with $10,000, smartphone lock boxes, and other prizes. Eventually, over 320,000 people signed on. There is now even a website that helps one navigate flip phone choices, the Dumb Phone Finder. The smartphone continues to insidiously weave its way into our daily life. QR codes for entry to events, airline boarding passes, parking lot payment apps, bank remote check deposit apps, meditation apps, hearing aid, Bluetooth, navigating to new addresses, and on and on. What to do? If not quite ready to ditch the device, some good starting points are to turn off all notifications, delete social media apps, and turn screen from color to grayscale. There actually was a study that showed less screen time with just that one change. Also, only using the phone for a specific task, like a phone call or a text, or a specific search rather than a scrolling, surfing, boredom-combating tool. Parents can model more positive behaviors by cleaning up their own act and limiting cell use at home and school for their offspring. With the godlike power of the internet and all its wonders in one's pocket, that is clearly not an easy task, but given the data, certainly a necessary one. Expecting corporations to do the policing for us is a huge mistake, both in terms of internet and social media content, as well as cell phone use in general. Bring back the freedom of unsupervised play, independent exploration, and some physical risk-taking, which help children expand their abilities, navigate fears, and learn cooperation and other communication skills. Developing relationships that are deeper and less disposable than those of the virtual world. Transform touch screen into sensible screen with phone-free schools, no smartphones before high school, and no social media until through puberty. Less emphasis on cyber world and more on what's happening in the neighborhood. A tall order indeed, but forward progress sometimes happens by apparently going backward. Check out letgrow.org. Thanks as always for listening.